It's Friday, April 28th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A new report by the Institute for the Study of War claims that Russian forces are persecuting and repressing the church in areas under their control. The report states that, quote, Russia continues to weaponize religion. Since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, Russian soldiers or occupation authorities have reportedly committed at least 76 acts of religious persecution in Ukraine, end quote. Russian forces have closed down or taken over 76 places of worship, looted, desecrated, or destroyed 13, and have killed or seized 29 religious leaders in occupied Ukraine. Researchers describe the religious repression as, quote, part of a deliberate campaign to systematically eradicate undesirable religious organizations in Ukraine and promote the patriarch of the Russian Church, end quote. Officials with Walter Reed National Military Medical Center have not explained their controversial decision to end a long-standing contract for Catholic pastoral care services at the beginning of Holy Week, reports Baptist News. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese for Military Services strongly criticized the nation's most well-known military hospital for issuing a cease and desist order to Holy Name College, a community of Franciscan Catholic priests and brothers who have provided pastoral care to Catholic service members and veterans at Walter Reed for 2 decades. Oddly enough, the U.S. military has awarded the new contract for Catholic pastoral care to a for-profit secular company that the Archdiocese believes cannot provide adequate care. Archbishop Timothy Broglio said the unnamed firm awarded the contract is, quote, incapable of providing priestly care. It's like hiring a brain surgeon who did not go to med school.